This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
From KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Those bit swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go. Let's go.
On a Wednesday evening, we welcome you in to the program, and it is a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, taking you for the next couple hours. We'll be with you until 8 o'clock, have a jam-packed program today, and then at 8 o'clock, we've got the Gas House Gang, so you get more of me tonight. 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, it's Tom Ackerman and myself for the Gas House Gang, so that's what we've got coming up. If you want to join in with what we have going on, you certainly can do that. You can always tweet into the program if you'd like. At Matt Pauly on air is my Twitter handle, and that's how you get in contact with me. Or you can call, you can text 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900 is how you get in contact with us via tweet or text. On the show tonight, in about 10 minutes or so, we are going to be joined by Bernie Miklas. Time for his weekly conversation here. Have a few things to get into with him. Andy Strickland covers the Blues for FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, also the Cam and Strick podcast. He's going to join us at 6:35 next hour. Our good buddy Kevin Ryans from Fox 2 and Channel 11. Will be joining us as well. So a few things to get into. Want to start with the news of the day, with the Cardinals naming three individuals to directors' positions within the organization. Now, look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that these names should mean anything to you. Like, these are not household names, but there's a lot of people who work for baseball teams that have a large role in making baseball teams good who you don't know their names or you did not know that they existed. And so it's not so much who they've hired, although that's important when you start to look at their background, but it's more about what they're hiring and that they are hiring and what this might lead to them hiring more of moving forward. So earlier today, the Cardinals announced that Larry Day has been hired as the new director of player development. He follows Rob Serfolio over. Serfolio came to the Cardinals from Cleveland. Serfolio technically making these hires. This comes under his purview, so these are his hires. Serfolio, the assistant general manager for player development and performance. So he brings Larry Day in from Cleveland along with him. Day, during his time with the Guardians, had served as a coordinator, had coached, had managed in the minor leagues as well, has worked in college baseball, having worked at both Ohio University and Vanderbilt, and when he was a player, played in the Yankees farm system. So clearly, we know what we know about Cleveland and what they do in terms of developing, producing high-end talent, and you hope that Larry Day had a big part of that and certainly took note of what was going on and could bring some of that along with Serfolio to the Cardinals. The next hire, Carl Koshan, he's the director of performance. He spent several years with the San Francisco Giants working as their Major League strength and conditioning coach, and then the last 6 years, he was with the Dodgers, where he coordinated strength and conditioning throughout their minor leagues and was a key contributor to their performance efforts. Some I've already heard some things where people kind of say, okay, it's a strength coach, big deal. What does that really mean? How does that make you better? Well, it's more than that. It's in today's day of, this isn't just a baseball thing, just when it comes to professional sports, when you're talking about performance, when you're talking about strength and conditioning, it's a lot more than how many reps of this exercise you need to do. It's about making sure that individuals' bodies are literally being built to perform in certain areas a best possible way, all the way down to like the type of, you know, one pitcher and another pitcher who pitch in very different ways are not going to do everything in the weight room exactly the same. A power hitter or a light hitting middle infielder not going to maybe do the same thing. So it's, and there's a lot of science, there's a lot of technology. Sometimes we talk about the biomechanics when it comes to pitching, but biomechanics exists for a lot of players. It's integrating all of that stuff together and then allowing the director of performance to work with the different individuals and put together the plan that they want to have to get the most out of their body. And it's also health. It's the ability to keep guys on the field. And if you are a player who has been dealing with injuries throughout your career, you're hopeful to have a performance director who can help keep you healthier. And then the last one is Matt Pierpont, and he had announced this on his social media a few days ago. The Cardinals officially made the announcement today, but this was something that was previously mentioned. So Pierpont comes in as the new director of pitching, and he is going to oversee the team's minor league pitching program. Comes to the Cardinals from the Seattle Mariners. Really did a nice job there. That's a system in Seattle. Yeah, for years, the Cardinals and the Mariners, from like Baseball Insiders, have kind of been connected as maybe teams that would make sense to get involved in a trade, because for a while it felt like the Cardinals had a surplus when it came to certain positions, especially when it came to the outfield. It doesn't feel that way quite as much anymore, especially with them moving on from Tyler O'Neill and moving on from Dylan Carlson, a couple guys who were considered those core young outfielders. So not so much anymore being connected, but a couple years ago and beyond, there was a lot of connection between Seattle and the Cardinals when it came to that. But the Seattle's been really good, really good at developing pitching and developing high-end pitching. So, again, you look at the profile of the individuals they're bringing in, the organizations that they're coming from. Here's something else that you should be kind of excited about. Because the Cardinals, we can sit here and say in many ways they lost their way, right? They were as successful as any organization in all of baseball. And then it felt like other teams out there were evolving and moving forward. And the Cardinals were just kind of doing it their way. and all of a sudden they started getting passed by other teams. So as that happened, they just kept doing things their way. And as they kept doing things their way, what ends up happening is when they have job openings, they just filled everything internally. Well, now look at what has happened in the last 3 months. Heim Bloom, a guy who's got connections to Boston and Tampa. He was, and specifically Tampa's where he came up through before he got the Boston job, but he is now a full-time member. He's going to be the president of baseball operations in less than a year. Then they go hire Rob Serfolio as an assistant general manager, and he comes from Cleveland. And he brings these three people, one from Cleveland, one person who has been with the Dodgers and the Giants, another who's been with Seattle. The Cardinals are now going outside the organization to bring in some very smart people, and this is something that they have needed to do. And now there are more positions to be hired, but now that these three directors have been hired, they're going to have the opportunity to go make their hires. So Heim Bloom and John Mozeliak work together to hire Rob Serfolio. Rob Serfolio works alongside of Bloom and Mo to make these hires, and now these hires are going to be able to go out and do what they want to do, and you just hope that the player development staff continues to be augmented and more people end up coming into the organization, more and more smart people, really good people, and that's what's going to result in this player development reset working the way I think it is going to. All right, if you want to join us again, 314-436-7900, that's how you call, that's how you text, tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air. Bernie Miklas joins us next on a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. We're going to be joined by Bernie Miklas coming up in just a moment or so for our weekly conversation with him. Of course, he's part of the team here at KMOX. You hear him on most of the shows at some point during the week, and you also hear him on the Gas House Gang. He's with us a couple times a week. I believe he's on tomorrow maybe with Kevin Wheeler, and then Friday he and I will have it together. Gas House Gang, you can watch live at 12 noon. You can always watch it on demand via the KMOX Sports YouTube page. And then we replay it on most nights at 8 o'clock right here on KMOX. So with that being said, let's go ahead and Bernie Miklas. Bernie, it's always good to speak with you. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good, man, as always. fun working with you, my friend.
So today, I appreciate that. Today, the Cardinals announced three directors. Larry Day comes in from Cleveland, so he follows Rob Serfolio. He's going to be the new player development director. Carl Cochan's the director of performance. He had spent time with both the Giants and the Dodgers. And then a guy we talked about previously, Matt Pierpont, is the director of pitching. He comes in from Seattle. I don't think these names are going to mean much to the average fan out there, but what they represent should mean something because it's smart people from good organizations becoming part of the Cardinals front office.
Yeah, that's exactly how I see it. I thought it was a great day for them. I mean, I think a lot of people assumed that Heim Bloom, you know, after he hired Rob Serfolio, who was universally acclaimed as an addition to the Cardinals organization among baseball people who think he's a rising star. So that kind of got my anticipation going. I said, oh, okay, well, what's Serfolio going to do? Because now it's his turn to bring in guys. And he brought in three really impressive individuals. I mean, I don't know how to say it. I know there's cynics who are going to think I'm just like trying to – I don't know what they think I'm trying to do. I evaluate these things independently, and I did a pretty thorough look into each one of their backgrounds. And like you said, they come from really, really intelligent baseball backgrounds, and not only as players – but working in front offices, but also being affiliated with really successful organizations. And they are at the forefront. They represent kind of like the new generation being at the forefront of, modern baseball and what you need to do to compete and how you have to have everything up to speed and you have to be forward thinking. You have to make full use of technology. You have to have a plan that coordinates the majors and the minors. So you're got the same philosophy, the same teaching, everyone's aligned, and of course having a great infrastructure and a great system for teaching young players. And I think with these three hires, I was just really, really impressed. And as I said, I've been saying for a little while here, the Cardinals baseball IQ went up considerably today, and it's a lot higher than it was a year ago.
Something that was mentioned by John Mozeliak the last time we heard him talk following, I think that's when they hired Serfolio, was that they're going to look to more align player development and performance. So they bring in a guy in Cochan who's got great experience as a major league strength and conditioning coach, coordinated strength and conditioning throughout minor leagues, been part of performance efforts in other places. And now I think the hope is going to be that he's able to integrate into the player development system where they're able to allow guys to, build their bodies to most produced in what they are supposed to do, whether it's the biomechanics mm-hmm. of pitching or anything else, and also stay healthy and stay on the field. That's a huge part of it as well. So I like all these hirings, but I think what's maybe not being talked about enough is the fact that player development and performance are going to be more closely aligned now.
And they need to be. And the Cardinals haven't really had a director of player performance. They haven't had a universal program in place that coordinates all this. And Cochan is really, really impressive. By the way, he's a graduate of Southern Illinois Carbondale, so from our listening area. He's a PhD. I mean, this isn't just a – when you hear strength and conditioning, and I'm not blaming anybody, but you hear that and you think, okay, whatever, he's teaching guys how to lift weights. All right, great. No, he's got – I was reading his background, and the dude is incredibly impressive. He's got a PhD. And he's well versed in all of these different systems of nutrition and sleep habits and everything to kind of just make your machine as a baseball player and athlete make it as perfect as it can be, everything to help you function at the highest level physically. I mean, this guy is like paid to go around and speak at conferences about this stuff. And the other thing about him, and to me, this really tells me all I need to know. The San Francisco Giants hired him, and they never had any kind of strength and conditioning program ever. So he built one from the ground up. And in his 10 years there, that included three World Series titles. And Bruce Bochy went out of his way to thank him for what he did, his contribution, and making the Giants physically stronger, more fit, more capable, and introducing all of these new things that they never worried about. So then Andrew Friedman in L.A., the smartest guy there is in baseball, he notices what the Giants are doing, and he says, well, wait a minute. We got to hire this guy. So they go, they give him a lot of money to go to L.A., so he's 6 years with the Dodgers. So in his time in L.A. and in San Francisco, he's got five World Series rings. You know, and the Cardinals had to make a generous offer to get him out of Los Angeles, but he's up for the challenge. I mean, he thinks that this is like something kind of like where he was in San Francisco, starting it from the ground up. He's excited by that because I think he knows, he won't say it, I think he knows the Cardinals are way behind the industry curve when it comes to these kind of programs. The Cardinals made a heck of a hire there. I don't know what you want, man. In that field, a PhD that's got five World Series rings, I'm sold. I don't know about anybody else.
No, I am too. We got two of us here, Bernie. That's for sure. The other thing that's notable is these hirings are being announced in front of the winter meetings. We assume, and the Cardinals have not explicitly said, we're going to hire an outfield coordinator. We're going to hire a roving pitching coach. We're going to hire a roving catching coach. Like, they have not said exactly what they're going to do, but I think all of us can assume that those type of positions that have been lacking in the organization are going to get hired. And a lot of times decisions like those are made at the winter meeting. So I got to think these three individuals, along with Cerfolio, along with Heim Bloom, there's going to be some meetings taking place next week in Dallas to bring even more smart, talented people into the organization.
And that's really the key. It, you know, it's all about getting smarter because, again, we just have to be forthright and frank about this. I mean, the Cardinals were once one of the, if not the smartest organization, they're in the top two or three. And it's just kind of slipped. It's just slipped over the years because they weren't keeping up with the rest of the new trends. And as other teams were just like going out of their way, doing everything they can to bring in an influx of smart baseball minds that were well-versed in the modern trends and where the game was going, the Cardinals just kind of lost pace. And so collectively their baseball IQ really dropped. And now they're, you know, this is a big project, but you know, Bloom made a great hire in Cerfolio. Cerfolio's made three great hires that they announced today. And to your point, it makes me even more enthusiastic about what comes next when we see some of the baseball people, the on-field people that they're going to have working with their young players and making them better and getting them ready for the major leagues.
Quick thought on the Blues before we let you go, Bernie. Man, that was a fantastic win last night. I love the story of Jim Montgomery talking to the team at the media timeout in the second period saying, just keep doing what you're doing and it's all going to work out. And they end up scoring two goals after that. That second period might be the best period they've played this year. Still a tiny sample size with Montgomery, but this team is just fun right now.
You know, they've scored 70% of the goals in his four games, and he's got them one thing, 70%. And you know, a lot of times, hey, we're all used to the new coach bounce, and people say, well, listen, it's four games. Well, listen, Matt Pauley and Bernie Miklos will tell you a million times if you want. We know it's a small sample, but Jim Montgomery had a head start because he knows the team really well, even before he took the job. So there's no feeling out period. There's no learning curve. He could hit the ground running. And he identified a couple things right away. He said, you know, when he doesn't care about shot quantity. He doesn't want the Blues flinging shots with no one in front of the net. And, you know, they're just random shots that don't go anywhere. Once in a moon, you'll get lucky or whatever. He's all about shot quality, not shot quantity. So if you look overall, the Blues have gotten outshot with him as a coach, but it doesn't matter. Because what he believes in is you got to dominate the sweet spot areas of the ice. You need to get more scoring chances from high danger areas, from grade A chances, from in close with people in front and a lot of traffic. He does not care about overall shot totals. He wants to win the battle of high danger shots and high danger scoring chances. And he has tilted the ice back in the Blues' favor since he took over. Because the Blues were getting dominated in that area. Now the Blues are dominating in that area. And that is a fundamental change in their hockey philosophy. And that is not a fluke. Four games or not, that is not a fluke. That's a plan, and it's working.
Bernie, we always appreciate your time. And, of course, you come on, and our friends over at Saliga Heating and Cooling are a big part of that.
They're keeping us warm here at the Mikles home, and they've been doing it for 15 years at least. And we're grateful for Saliga Heating and Cooling. And I know generations of St. Louis families can say the same, because this independent American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer has been taking care of St. Louisans in every neighborhood since 1927. That's amazing. So they'll be coming up on 100 years before you know it. And the same family owns it. Dan Saliga is the fourth generation operator of this family business, and he treats it just as you would imagine he would. Very proud of it, and wants to maintain those high standards, which include American Standard equipment. And they have a maintenance program for you. They can fix anything you have. They can solve special problems. But they also have a maintenance program that can prevent problems. That's been true of our case. It's called the Priority Club. And what they do is they come out before it really gets cold. They make sure your heating's working okay. They catch any little problem, minor problem, before it becomes something major. And they do it again when it warms up right before the hot summer months. They check your AC. So they can... And the whole thing about preventing big problems, you know, catching things early or just making sure everything's working right, it gives you peace of mind. And in the long run, it's going to save you money. So go online at SaligaHeatingandCooling.com and check out all the perks that make it worth your while to join their Priority Club. Also, they do extra services beyond heating and cooling. You can check out the services online. They also have financing available, subject to credit approval. So I just want to give you the address and phone numbers on there. Find out all you need to know about the services. Go to SaligaHeatingandCooling.com. That's SaligaHeatingandCooling.com. Thank you, Matt.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King MOX.
It's really been nothing but good for the St. Louis Blues since Jim Montgomery took over. They've won three of the four games. They have points in all four of those games. They got a great win yesterday against Winnipeg, 4-1, back at tomorrow against Calgary. To talk all things Blues, happy to welcome back onto the program. You see him on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, working as the ringside reporter on Blues Telecast. He's also the co-host of the absolutely fantastic Cam and Strick podcast. He is our friend Andy Strickland. Andy, thanks for the time. How are you?
I'm good, Matt. How are you tonight?
I am good as well. It's a tiny sample size, four games, but so far so good. Are you able to say yet what we've seen from the Blues in these first four games? What's real? What is something that Jim Montgomery has installed or whatever that fans can feel confident is something that's going to kind of be the way this team is moving forward?
Well, you hope so. I mean, we've seen this movie before, you know, over the years here in St. Louis. I mean, Blues fans are used to this when you get the new coach, you know, bump, you know. You know, whether it was Andy Murray, it didn't really matter. You go down the line. I mean, even when Davis Payne came here, the team won a bunch of games. After he took over, he got a contract extension. You know, Ken Hitchcock won a Jack Adams the first or second year he was here as coach of the year. You know what happened with Craig Berube. So, we've seen this, but at the same time, this is a guy who, in Jim Montgomery, who's a good coach. And you look at his winning percentage since he's coming to the NHL, you know, the fact that he won at every level even prior to coming to the National Hockey League. But, you know, statistically, his teams have always ranked near the top defensively in all the important defensive categories, I mean, year after year. And since he's gotten here, the team's given up, I think, six goals in four games. So, the defensive part of it is really standing out to me just in terms of how structured they look, how committed they are. They're blocking shots, tracking back. They're responsible in the offensive zone, too, to the point where they're not getting beat coming back up the ice and giving up odd man rushes, certainly not to the extent that they were earlier in the year. So it's making it a little easier on the goaltender. I mean, you look at you know, Joel Hofer last night. He had he saw 23 shots against, you know, one of the highest scoring teams in the league, in the Winnipeg Jets, even though they're struggling a little bit. So, listen, defensively, that's what stands out first and foremost. They look quicker, but they're having fun, and you know, they look like a confident hockey team right now.
You mentioned the defense, and we saw the top defensive pairing of Broberg and Parayko. How good can those two guys together be?
Well, they can be really good because they can defend. I mean, that's why Colton Parayko's on you know, Team Canada, and I said this several weeks ago that he was going to end up making that roster. People thought I was crazy, but, you know, you talk to people connected to Hockey Canada, and his name came up routinely since the beginning. I mean, it wasn't like he's a late ad. You know, they had him on the radar from the beginning, and I won't be surprised if he ends up representing Canada in the Olympics, too, coming up in 2026. But Broberg, obviously, the skating, his ability to defend his stick, defending is incredible, just in terms of how he breaks up plays, his stick positioning. You know, he can recover with his skating, but he's very intelligent, too, in terms of how he defends. And then you look at what he does when he has the puck on his stick in terms of his ability to get up ice and to be creative and make plays off the rush. He is just getting better and better. And the fact that they lost him for 12 games earlier in the year and the fact that he's come back and just picked up where he left off has been really impressive. I think there's only been two games on the season that Philip Broberg has been a minus player. So he's pretty much plus or even every single night. You know what you're going to get from him, and you know what you're going to get from Colton Parayko. He's among the best, if not the best, true defender in the National Hockey League in terms of going up against elite players and shutting them down game after game and night after night. He's been doing it for a while. People on the inside with the NHL, people who work for teams, who study it routinely on a daily basis, man, they truly have so much respect for his ability to defend. He's got the size, obviously. And it's good to see him now get that credibility and that recognition that has probably, you know, been a little bit long overdue for Colton Parayko.
That second period yesterday was really good. They got 19 shots on goal. They scored two goals in 39 seconds. And they were playing really good hockey and weren't scoring goals. And they were told, just stick with what you're doing and it's all going to work out. And it did get that way. Is that, especially from an offensive standpoint, is that really what it's supposed to look like under Jim Montgomery?
Well, they were pushing, right? And you just knew it was a matter of time. At some point, they were going to get rewarded. I think, you know, Montgomery talked about it after the game. That was his message to the team on the bench, that don't stop. You got to reward yourself for how well they had played up to that point. And they just smothered them. I mean, this is a real good team in Winnipeg. They've lost four straight. I know that they are struggling, but there was no way they were going to keep up the 15-1 pace that they got off to anyway, and winning 15 out of the first 16, whatever it was. So they weren't going to be able to maintain that, but and you knew they'd come back to earth a little bit. But for the Blues to just dominate them, I mean, it was essentially a shutout, Matt, when you look at it. I mean, I know they scored their goal, but just really impressive in terms of how they played. And, yeah, you know, you get the timely goals when you're playing the right way and you're committed to playing that way from the beginning throughout the course of the game, then you're going to give yourself a chance. Look, the Blues have more talent than people realize on their roster right now. They're not the most talented team, but they're not a team that lacks talent either. They've got players who can play. And, you know, you look at a guy like Scotty Perunovich last night. He comes in, doesn't play a ton, but gets a couple of assists. Late add for a veteran guy like Justin Falk. You don't know what you're going to get out of Perunovich and what the team is going to look like defensively without Falk. You know, that's a real good sign there, too. And now Joel Hofer, too. We talked about Hofer and Binnington coming into the season being that 1-2 punch. You know, he struggled a little bit for a handful of games, but now he's back on track with back-to-back real quality performances. And that's got to be the strength of this team. It's got to be their goaltending, because they are really, really good back there.
Yeah, and you have to feel good for Hofer being a Winnipeg guy, being able to go do that in his hometown. And even before the game, Montgomery talked about how it's a special opportunity for him to be able to play there. He'd played there before, didn't have the kind of success that he liked. And then yesterday, like you said, it was almost a shutout. It was a really good performance from Hofer. And he and Binnington have the opportunity to be a special tandem.
I think Hofer had a shutout against Winnipeg in one of his first career starts. It was at home, and he had to leave the game for an equipment issue. I'm going off the top of my head here, and Thomas Greiss came in the game for like a minute or two and didn't give up a goal, but Hofer didn't get credit for the shutout because he left the game for a couple of minutes. So he has played well against Winnipeg before. So, you know, it's but again, listen, they are a legit, you know, 1-2 punch. You're not going to find too many tandems in the NHL that are as strong as what the Blues have. And I said that coming into the season and took some heat for it because, you know, they weren't playing great at the time. And, you know, maybe the goaltending didn't look as strong as maybe we thought that it would be or suggested that it would be. And, and people were taking shots. But now they're seeing it, and this is sustainable. I truly think that these two are this good. And Jordan Binnington, obviously, now being the number one goaltender, make no mistake, he's the top goaltender for Canada coming up in that Four Nations tournament. He'll be the guy. And you just hope he can go there and have success. I'm like everyone else. I'd love to see USA win it, but I'd like to see Binnington go there and play well and see where this team is at come February when they head off to the Four Nations. I mean, are they truly able to put themselves in position to get back in the playoffs? The West is open to me. You know, Winnipeg was the one dominating team coming into the season throughout the first 2, 3, 4 weeks of the year. And now they've come back down to earth. You know, Colorado, listen, they've been a little bit up and down, but you got to take them seriously. Dallas is a real good team. But the Blues can get themselves back in it. They really can if they continue to just push.
Andy Strickland, he is the ringside reporter, FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. Also, make sure to listen into his podcast, the Cam and Strick podcast. He and Cam Jansen, which is just you're not going to find a much better hockey podcast than that. Andy, we always appreciate your time. If we don't catch up with you again before the holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we do look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Okay. Yeah, anytime, guys. Take care. Happy holidays to you.
Awesome. Very good. Andy Strickland joining us here on the program. We appreciate him taking a few moments with us before we get out. By the way, his the Cam and Strick podcast, the most recent episode of it is, let's see, is this right? Is this, I just want to make sure I get this right. It looks like, because I'm on their Twitter page right now, looks like they're going to have Matthew Tkachuk on there. So that's... that is very good. So I'll tell you, I love... the interviews that they do and the questions that they ask, the last time we had them on, it was right in front of a time that they were having Mike Keenan on. Like, just, it's a really, really, really good listen. I think most people who are hockey fans in St. Louis probably listened to it already. Okay, we will take a break and we'll come back and we're going to wrap up hour number one of the program. This is Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Just a couple minutes left here in hour number one under the category of corrections and retractions. I was going to break at the end of that last segment trying to plug Andy Strickland's Cam and Strick podcast because he came on. And I was on Andy's Twitter page and I was just quickly looking at it and I saw that his most recent tweet was making reference to a conversation they had with Matthew Tkachuk. So I thought that that was his most recent podcast. It wasn't. It was from quite some time ago. However... it does present something that I wanted to talk about anyway. So they quoted Matthew Tkachuk from an episode that they did quite some time ago saying, quote, "My number one dream was a Stanley Cup. Number two is winning gold with my brother for Team USA." And those two, Matthew and Brady Tkachuk, they have each been selected for the Team USA roster for the Four Nations face-off, which is going to be a really very cool event that's going to be going on. There's been a lot of talk about it. It's going to be an opportunity for the top hockey players in the world to really come together. And there is going to be Blues representation because the rosters were announced, and Blues goaltender Jordan Binnington and defenseman Colton Parayko, they are the two players that are set to participate. For Binnington, he was named among the Canada's three goaltenders, so he's going to go, and then Parayko was among the seven defensemen that will represent Canada in the tournament as well. It's just, this is going to be fun to watch and see how it all plays out. I think this was a really, really good idea. Four nations are being represented: United States, Canada, Sweden, and Finland. And this is an event that, again, like I said before, I think the big thing here is going to be the impact on these individuals going and being on these teams with such high-level players and what they're able to bring back. But again, it all comes back to the correction. So yeah, from a Tkachuk standpoint, obviously, St. Louisans are very in tune with the Tkachuk family. Would be very cool for those guys to be teammates together, being able to win a gold medal, and that's what they will try to do. When we return, we'll talk a little college basketball. Missouri in action yesterday. They won in kind of a unique way I'll explain all of that coming up in just a moment. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.